It's that time of day. It is Thursday. It is time for Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Let's head over to the movies. I'm Matt Hobson, hosting as always. And with me over the WEMU phone line is the director of marketing for the Michigan and State Theaters, Tara Calgan. Tara, how are you?
Oh, hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm fine. That sounded a little strange. It's almost like you were talking about probably the most ironically loved movie of all time. Maybe we'll get to that in a few minutes.
I mean, you are my favorite customer, and I'm so glad to be part of Cinema Chat because, yes, we are going to get to this because we have Greg Sestero from The Room fame and Big Shark coming for a double feature this Friday.
That is going to be fantastic. I understand you've gotten to become pretty good buddies with Greg Sestero, and you even had a phone call where Tommy kind of crashed in at one point.
Yes, and I didn't know he was speaking to me at the time in his beautiful accent that he has.
Whatever it is.
So then I was prompted that he's speaking to you. And of course, I tried to get that ball back that I had dropped.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, you got a couple of things opening this week. Two films opening at the Michigan, one of which is called American Doctor, probably a very poignant documentary that you're playing at the Michigan this week.
Yeah, definitely. So this documentary follows three American physicians, and it's important because they are Palestinian, they're Jewish, they're Zoroastrian, and they enter Gaza to save lives, but they find themselves caught between, you know, medicine, politics, and really risking everything that they can to try to expose the truth that they're finding in this venture. And their backgrounds do play a very major part in this. So this is definitely a really good see, poignant
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it could be a very important movie. And another one that actually kind of interests me, actually caught the trailer on this, is about a film about a gentleman who's struggling with addictions, which kind of ties into the opioid epidemic we've faced here in Washtenaw County in particular,
yeah.
Called Union County.
Yes. So Union County, this is you know, a story of recovery. It is a county mandated drug court program that Cody Parsons is assigned to. And then he just really goes on that difficult journey of recovery amid the opioid epidemic in rural Ohio. So it hits those areas really hard, Midwest really hard. And it's that, you know, story of struggle to succumb to the addiction and the true strength and also community and relationships you build along the way trying to move past that.
Yeah, like I said, Washtenaw County has not been immune from this particular epidemic, but fortunately things have been turning around. But this could be a particular movie that may get that word out and everything.
Absolutely,
yeah,
because
definitely.
Unfortunately it is still a chronic problem.
Yeah, and you're already kind of setting aside to next week. Wednesday, September 9th, you have a film coming out of South Korea, which may have a bit of an edge to it, called Hope.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. This is a serious, epic, science fiction, thriller, action one. It centers around a village police chief and his rookie deputy who have to defend their community from a mysterious creature and then to the severe wildfires that are severing all communications. And there's a local hunting party that's finding itself being actually hunted deep in the mountains of South Korea. Epic, sci-fi, weird, interesting, definitely another awesome one coming out of South Korea.
You're definitely the master of high concept. All those words, action, sci-fi, pretty much put those all
yes.
in. It's like, yep, you sold the movie.
Buzzwords, love
okay.
it.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson. On the other side of the line is Tara Calgan. And coming up tonight, in case you didn't hear about us talking about this last week, it's Total Recall tonight at 8.
Total Recall. So this is part of our late night classics, our Quaid Army series.
Yes.
If you've never seen Total Recall on the big screen, it is the time. Star-studded Arnold Schwarzenegger is in this one. He is trying to go on a virtual vacation to Mars, but maybe that goes wrong. Maybe that goes right. Maybe his memories are correct. Maybe it's all fake. You need to be the one who decides. But Total Recall, it's a crazy mix of science fiction, action, satire, and what else could you want out of a film? I don't know.
So get to Mars, as he always says.
Get to Mars.
That's right. Yeah, but like I said, also Friday night is the big double feature featuring Greg Sestero, The Room, and the other Tommy Wiseau movie, in case you didn't hear about it, Big Shark.
Yes, so Greg is going to be there. I'm super excited to have Greg Sestero back in the house with the Michigan Theater. He's going to play football with us. He's going to have
Ooh.
A Q&A. He's going to be interacting the entire time. So we'd love for you to come see the Michigan Theater double feature. We have The Room, also the baffling, strange follow-up Big Shark. We're also going to have themed cocktails. Maybe one's called the Oh Hi Margarita.
Oh, that's
come,
a good one.
You should totally come get one of those.
Well,
yeah.
I know there's a very interesting story behind The Room. I actually watched The Disaster Artist. I'm like, you know, how did they ever survive making that
yep.
movie to begin with? It was just, one thing after another. And it's amazing this movie has developed like the biggest ironic cult following since probably Plan 9 from Outer Space, when everyone thought that was the worst movie ever, but everyone still loves it.
And this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to interact with each other. You're going to see it with a bunch of other fellow E-movie cinephiles. It's going to be a really fun time.
E-movie. I never heard that term before, but I guess it's better than C or D. And also, yeah, and coming up a Saturday afternoon, you are going to pay tribute to the great music icon, just overall great human being, Dolly Parton, with a screening of Steel Magnolias. Is that right?
Yes, it is. If you've never seen Dolly Parton on the big screen, now is definitely the time. Steel Magnolias, that's going to be Saturday at 1 p.m., so it's a nice matinee for you. But it's got Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Shirley MacLaine, Daryl Hannah, Olympia Dukakis, Julia Roberts. And it's a close-knit group of friends as they navigate Louisiana community, humor, friendship. It's love, life, loss, and all of those fantastic things. It's a very feel-good remembrance of Dolly Parton, so we'd love to see you for that.
And everyone's doing feel-good memories of this. You know, we've been hearing nonstop from NPR just what everything she's done, especially for the world of literacy, LGBTQ rights, environmental. I mean, any great cause, she will be a part of. And that was just an amazing life. You can't deny that.
No, you cannot. Okay. Absolutely not.
And let's see. Sunday in the Michigan, as you put it, is going to be a packed Sunday from the Michigan Theater. You have a little bit of everything. And starting at 11 a.m., and of course, this is free and open to the public, you're going to play Sing.
We are going to play Sing. We're very happy to have many community partners that allow us to have free, family-friendly series. If you've never seen Sing, bring your whole entire family.
And sing along.
Part of that series. Sorry?
And sing along on top of that, I bet.
Yes, and sing along. Exactly, and sing along. So this is a really cool one. It is a singing competition. It's a bunch of different animals that are singing to do this, an animation star-studded cast again, free and open to the public. If you can make a reservation, we encourage that. We just hope we can see you Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to see Sing and sing along with us.
That sounds like fun. And also Sunday afternoon, you're continuing your ongoing tradition. You always wrap up the Summer Classic Film series with this great classic. And I was told by one of my professors at my film classes, if you want it, your grandparents absolutely love you, make sure you watch this movie with them. It's Casablanca.
Oh, Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman. I mean, it is the most enduring romance set against the backdrop of World War II. I personally have never seen this on the big screen, so Sunday I'm going to be there, probably front mid-row maybe, to see it because I've never gotten the chance to see it on the big screen. So now is definitely the time. And I love that it's a tradition for the Michigan Theater, so we usually see quite a few people for that. So we hope to see you too.
And make a few beautiful friendships along the way.
Exactly.
You see what I did there.
Also, I did.
Yeah, that's right. Also coming up on Sunday evening, you're going to have another session for your Michigan Theater Community Club, and it's all about, you probably heard about this already, it's all about Back to School September.
It's all about Back to School. So Sunday, September 6th, we have at 6 p.m. our theater film club. So this is a really cool way to meet other cinephiles, especially if you're new to the area. You haven't met too many people that are maybe into film. You're trying to get into the community. This is the space. We talk about film. We give kind of themes every single month. This is Back to School. So we're bringing that together, film lovers. And we also get to vote on a film. So what we'll be seeing right after film club will be Rushmore. So that was the voted film for a community film club, which is a hilarious oddball, I gotta say.
Definitely
dark
oddball.
Comedy.
Well, it's directed by Wes Anderson, so oddball is basically expected.
Yes, it is one of the early films from Wes Anderson. So Jason Schwartzman, he is a very eccentric prep school student who makes friends with Bill Murray, hilariously. Yeah. And then that turns into a rivalry as they both kind of have the same eyes on one of the teachers at the school. Definitely from Wes Anderson. This is a really cool early film from him if you haven't seen it.
That's right. Jason Schwartzman and Bill Murray, they've both worked with him like ever since.
Yes.
Pretty much, they've been in like every single of his films for like the last 20 years or so. So that's definitely a
exactly
good
the
film.
Perfect Back to School one.
Yes, indeed. If you're into starting a bunch of clubs and everything and completely neglecting your studies, this is the movie for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're into that.
And to see also what else you got on Sunday. My goodness, you're going to be showing the first episode of season 2 of Twin Peaks Sunday night.
Yep, so we'll have episode 1 and 2. So Twin Peaks season 2, we had season 1. Wow, those went really fast. So Sunday at 7 o'clock, and you can also purchase a season pass to watch the entire season 2 of Twin Peaks at the Michigan Theater.
There you go.
So we'd love for you to return to the strange, weird world of David Lynch and Twin Peaks.
Okay, once Sunday's wrapped up, you got your Art House Revival series continuing on Tuesday night with a Joan Crawford classic called Mildred Pierce.
Yes, so this is voted by all of our members. They get to vote for all of our art house last ones that will show. And this, we had such a close vote last month in August that we're going to kick off the series with Mildred Pierce. This is Joan Crawford, Academy Award winning role, where she's a mother who builds a successful restaurant and she navigates that family life of murder. This is a fantastic classic directed. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, and you're going to start a new film series next Thursday for the anti-fascism film series. You're going to start things with Confessions of a Nazi Spy next week.
Yes, so that is the Edward G. Robinson. That's an FBI agent investigating a Nazi espionage network in a landmark 1939 thriller. So this was actually released months before World War II began, and it was the first explicit anti-Nazi film. So we are showing that as part of kicking off that series, the anti-fascism series.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and you still have The Dog Stars, It Ends, Tony, and Teenage Sex and Death, and Cat Miasma still playing. You still got time to catch those.
Yes, you still got time to catch those. Come see them at the State Theater this weekend, and we really hope to see you. These are really awesome films that definitely might be turning into some classics coming here pretty soon.
Sounds good. Tara, thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. See you next week.
Okay, you too. For Tara Calgan, I am Matt Hobson with your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. We'll see you at the movies, and cut.